Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, February 28th. Coming up, we'll learn about the first public bus tour that explored the Champaign County African American Heritage Trail this month. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Local groups working to address food insecurity in Champaign County came together this week to explore solutions. IPM Student Newsroom's Diana Jung has more about the event.
It's called the Feeding Champaign County Food Summit. The third annual event, organized by several local entities, included workshops, a resource fair, and talks on food insecurity issues. J.L. Lil is a community health plan coordinator with United Way of Champaign County. He says one issue he wants groups to come together and address is food insecurity among the older population.
Having more a connection with our senior citizens so that we're not forgetting about our seniors as they age. Because in Champaign County, we have a lack of actually housing for senior citizens and then also lack of food support for those seniors.
He says one long-term goal is to create congregate meal sites that provides nutritious meals to senior residents at different locations. I'm Diana Zhang, IPM News.
The results of a special census in Urbana have pushed the city's official population back above 40,000. Officials say that should trigger about $600,000 a year in additional state revenue. The 2020 census showed a 7% drop in Urbana's population to 38,300. But a special census conducted in areas near the University of Illinois campus raised the total population by nearly 2,500 people. Urbana Mayor Diane Marlin says she thinks that's still an undercount and that the next count will prove it.
I think by the time the 2030 census rolls around and hopefully we get a much more accurate count, we'll see a good increase in our population.
Marlin says Urbana residents were undercounted in 2020 because the COVID-19 pandemic kept many U of I students out of town. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is celebrating a milestone, erasing medical debt for nearly 270,000 people. Kristen Schorsch reports.
Pritzker launched the initiative last year. He modeled it after Cook County's program. Pritzker says he's heard many heartbreaking stories about the financial and emotional toll debt takes.
Like Jennifer from Naperville, who shared that after struggling with chronic medical issues, she found herself homeless, trying to pay those bills.
The state wiped out her debt of nearly $650. This program hopes to help people who are low to middle income. So far, the state has erased around $345 million in debt. Letters are due to arrive in the mail soon for the next group of people whose debt has been erased.
Income levels for farms growing row crops like corn and soybeans are projected to remain low this year. That's according to a forecast from agricultural economists with the University of Illinois. The average 1,500-acre grain farm in the state generated around $500,000 annually as recently as 2022. That's according to the Illinois Farm Business Farm Management Association. But U of I ag economist Nick Paulson says farm incomes were lower than that last year, and he expects them to stay that way in 2025.
Definitely below the $100,000 mark, back down to sort of that maybe $30,000 to $50,000 range, which is what we experienced on average during the last most recent downturn with lower prices and relatively high costs, which was 2014 through 2019.
Paulson says farm income levels will continue to depend on financial support coming from the federal government, and he notes that assistance can keep prices for expenses like seed and fertilizer from going down, as they normally would when farm income is low. Still to come, we'll learn about the first public bus tour that explored the Champaign County African American Heritage Trail this month. That story is coming up next on 2 and 7 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy and windy with a high of 63 degrees, a southwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour gusting to 45 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 27 degrees, northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and colder with a high of 36 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 19 degrees, a north wind 5 miles per hour, and for Sunday, sunny with a high of 42 degrees and a southwest wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, our week in review, we'll talk about the trial of the man accused of carrying out the mass shooting at the Highland Park Independence Day Parade. Plus, the future is uncertain for the steel mill in Granite City and the men and women who work there. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Illinois' rich African-American history is well-documented in Champaign County, and now a new bus tour gives residents a unique way to experience it. IPM's Emily Hayes rode along with the first tour.
How are we feeling? Cold? Good?
Good.
Warm? Good. Excited? Yeah. Excited to learn?
About 30 young and old, mostly white and black people, almost fill up the charter bus on this cold morning.
My name is Estella Sammy. I am the destination experience manager.
Trying not to elbow our seat partners, we shuffle off our heavy coats while listening to our tour guide.
And the trail began in late 2020 when a Champaign County resident came to my organization about installing a mural to reflect the history of African Americans in our community.
Experience Champaign Urbana is the official tourism organization for Champaign County. And Sammy says the murals led to historical markers and now the bus tours.
My name is Kimberly France, and I wrote the book Black Settlements in Southern Illinois.
France is my seat partner and a historian from Carbondale. She started her research with her own family.
My grandmother grew up in Thompsonville in an area that I thought was family land, but I came across a cemetery directory and there were over 40 black families that lived there, and I knew I wasn't related to them, and so that's how I discovered that it was a black settlement.
Eventually, she discovered black settlements in all 16 of the southern Illinois counties she looked into. Some formed as early as the 1700s around salt and coal mines and railroads. They put down roots with churches, cemeteries, and schools, but many of the communities dispersed due to tornadoes, periods of violence, or the draw of integration. The tour's second stop is the courthouse in Urbana.
Until 1972, no African American had been elected to a countywide office in Champaign County. That all changed with James R. Bridges Jr. So at the age of 26, he was drafted into the U.S. Army.
Sammy tells us how Burgess became a leader in the Army, served for 20 years, and then went to law school at the University of Illinois. He joined the county state's attorney's office and after 3 years won the election to lead the office. 10-year-old Charles Hoskins loves history.
I think it's important because it can repeat itself one day. Like, it can happen again. Like, there might be the 100th black person be elected there, something like that.
His mom, Jessica, teaches at the Rise Center at Columbia. The space houses Champaign Unit 4's alternative education programs.
Where I teach, I'm not too far from, and we could probably even go over there and read and learn about some of the history that way as well. Maybe a tour might be a little bit too much for younger kids.
Stop 5 is our tour guide's favorite place.
This is Bousfield Hall, one of the University of Illinois residence hall, and it is named after Maudell Tanner Brown Bousfield.
Bousfield was the first black woman to enroll at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign in 1903. She went on to be the first black principal of a Chicago high school.
So this university residence hall opened in 2013 in her honor. But it is worth noting that while she attended the university, she would not have been allowed to live on university housing. African Americans were not allowed to live on campus until 1946.
Sammy says the story is a reminder of who paved the way for her as she finishes her college degree.
It's so important now as largely the black history is trying to be erased. So doing these tours to keep it alive, keep it fresh in our heads.
She was especially upset the day the U.S. Air Force removed its training videos about the Tuskegee Airmen, the nation's first black pilots trained in Rentoul.
Because now it's up to us. If other people are going to try and silence this, erase it, make it so people don't know, it's up to us as people, as community members, to show it.
The Air Force says it was obeying a directive from President Trump to end federal diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, but after bipartisan backlash, the videos are back. Some nonprofits, like Experience Champaign Urbana, are worried Trump will block funding they are using for race-related initiatives like the bus tour.
As of right now, I think we believe we're in the clear. We're not 100%, I think.
After almost 2 hours, we are back where we started, in Champaign at the Douglas Center. Kimberly France packs up her notebook and begins putting on her coat.
What I hope happens going forward is that more communities begin to capture and record and preserve their history and share it. And I'm hoping that this becomes a piece in a larger puzzle of Illinois history.
I caught up with Jessica Hoskins and her son Charles after they got off the bus.
Learned about Miss Bossfield and how long it took for African Americans just to even live, be able to live on campus was pretty interesting. Even learning about King School, because I'm from the area, but I didn't even know all the history behind it.
I saw other murals along the way, but my mom kept telling me they were not part of them. But they still looked great. I think everything went well.
Experience Champaign-Urbana plans to run the public tours 4 times a year, in addition to private tours for schools and other organizations. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Diana Jung, Kristen Schorsch, Jim Meadows, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.